Support for KNKX comes from the Great Washington Shakeout. Did you know that standing in doorways during an earthquake is not recommended? Drop, cover, and hold on. Join the largest statewide earthquake drill at 10:17 a.m. on Thursday, October 17th. Get prepared and learn what to do during an earthquake. Register at shakeout.org/Washington.
It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold.
Well, we have a pretty classic autumn weekend ahead with some crisp temperatures and some showers, but nothing too bad. Good for a walk to enjoy those autumn leaves. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the early snow that marked the start of our fall this year, mostly in our mountains, but Spokane broke some records. Meanwhile, there's been a record heat wave on the East Coast. What's up with that? Of course, it is connected. Cliff will explain in just a bit. First, let's get the weekend forecast. Cliff?
Well, today's going to be the rainiest, cloudiest day of the weekend. Right now, there's some showers moving off the ocean, so we'll have some rain on and off today. I expect a convergence zone to form in Puget Sound sometime later in the day, so particularly heavy rain north of Seattle, I think, especially this evening. Temperatures today will get up into the mid-60s, so, you know, kind of a sprinkly day, but not too bad. But then we get an improving trend over the weekend. Saturday morning, there'll be a few residual showers, but those will melt away by the time you get to lunchtime. So I expect partly cloudy skies on Saturday, temperatures getting up into the 60s. The best day of the weekend will be on Sunday. Sunday will be dry. It will be the most perfect fall day you can imagine. Again, temperatures mid-60s, sun, crisp, it'll be just perfect. The low temperatures are dropping into the upper 40s for a lot of people, even lower in the cold locations. Then, it's amazing, we get another cold wave next week. Monday will start out okay, but later today on Monday, clouds will start moving in, showers will come in, and an upper-level trough will move through, and the cold temperatures will come in, and we may even get more snow in the mountains here and certainly snow in the Rockies. So another one of these cold wave deals will be coming in early next week.
Yeah, and as predicted last week, we got quite a lot in the mountains. Spokane, as I said, broke some records, and we've got more coming in. What's going on?
Well, this last week, we had a situation that if it happened in November, December, we would have been digging out here in Seattle for snow. A very sharp upper-level trough came through. It was the perfect situation to bring cold air into the northwest. We had a ridge of high pressure over the Pacific, and that produced northerly flow coming down from the Yukon and Alaska down to our region. And right in the front of that was a sharp upper-level trough, an area of low pressure that, as it moved through, drew cold air into the region. And we got substantially cooler than normal, but it was even colder as you got into eastern Washington and particularly into Montana, where temperatures dropped some places into the teens with winds gusting up to 40, 50 miles per hour with wind chills. It was extraordinary. But I think the thing that really impressed people was the amount of snow. Some places, like in the western part of Montana towards the Rockies, had 3 to 4 feet of snow. Amazing. The lowlands of Montana had on the order of 8 inches to a foot. And even here in Washington State, above 4,500 feet, there was snow in our mountains. And places like Mission Ridge got 2 feet of snow during this event. So it was pretty amazing.
Wow. And we should mention that the Blob Jr., that heat wave off the coast, does seem to be dissipating now because of all the storminess, right?
That's right. I just looked this morning, and the blob right off our coast has really weakened. The sea surface temperatures are near normal right off the Washington, Oregon, and California coast. So that's been a big change, and the storminess has really contributed to that. By the way, you know, we had some pretty cold temperatures during this cold wave, and one of the reasons was not only because cold air was coming from the north, but we were cut off from the blob. The air was coming from land and from the interior and not from the ocean. So the blob effect basically was gone during that period.
And at the same time, though, that we were having all this cold, the East Coast was having an autumn heat wave, you know, upper 90s in places like Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlantic City, New Jersey. Some schools even closed, you know, really extremely hot weather. And these extremes are connected, you told me.
They are. And you're absolutely right. The temperatures back east have been extraordinary. Like in Alabama and Mississippi, there were some places that getting to 100 degrees or more. They were breaking not only daily records, but they were breaking monthly records. So these are big records of being broken. And that was all associated with an upper level ridge, an area of high pressure aloft that caused sinking air that warmed up the low levels and helped bring warm air from the south. So we had this trough where we had low pressure and cold air, and they had this warmth associated with high pressure, and they're intimately connected. What we had was an amplification of the upper level wave pattern, and the jet stream undulated tremendously. You can think of a rope, you know, if you have a rope and you shake it up and down, it has these wave patterns in it. Mm-hmm. Well, the atmosphere is like that. And that wave pattern produced these tremendously different anomalies, cold in the west, but warm in the east.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.